welcome to episode 12 of the Pixelated Sources Podcast for July 4th, 2013. You know how I like to celebrate the 4th of July? I like to wear my Cosby sweater even though it's really hot outside and play Monopoly while eating some Jell-O pudding. Rudy, what you doing? Don't you see it on my Jell-O pudding? Don't you dare?
Okay. Now that I got that out of the way and lost all three listeners who listen and subscribe to this podcast, as I already said, this is episode 12. I am your host, Mark, not Mr. Horrible Bill Cosby. And I want to talk about Infamous 2 for this 4th of July, which I am not taking off for you, all for you, whatever. Go blow some fireworks, put them in your pants, and blow them up. Then he could say, everyone, I blew myself up. You just got to have those three periods. I blew myself ... up. Infamous 2. So, after playing The Last of Us, I was like, man, there are some really great games on the PS3, and I haven't played my PS3 in a while, because everything Sony for me has been the Vita since I got it. I adore the Vita. I wish more people would just become aware of its greatness. But after playing The Last of Us, I was like, oh, there's some really great games, and I own a lot of games that I just haven't played that I got for real cheap at times. Like, so I had Infamous 2, I had Killzone 3, still I haven't played. I have Resistance 3, which I'm not really looking forward to because I really gave up early on Resistance 2. There's just a whole bunch. But I decided to go into Infamous 2 because I really, really, really enjoyed Infamous 1. There were some problems with it, but overall I really liked it. And I liked it so much that it became my first platinum. That's how much I liked it. And I don't have any reason to go for a platinum in a game because I had a 360 first, so I'm invested in achievements over trophies. So I decided to play Infamous 2, and I have to say that right now I'm like, I think I've completed like 19 missions, so I have no idea how far that is in the game. The last mission I did, for anyone who's played the game, was something where I was on a boat with the black woman. I'm horrible with names, everyone knows that. So I know there's the black woman, there's the Asian woman, then there's your horrible sidekick, Zeke, who's an idiot. Then you, Cole, Cole in this, I know he has a new voice actor, but the voice actor sounds just like, at least the voice he's doing for Cole, sounds just like Norman Reedus, the actor who plays Daryl on The Walking Dead, and was also the dark-haired one in the Boondock Saints. So, that's a bit weird. I do think the cutscenes, not the animated comic ones, but the regular cutscenes that use in-game, I'm pretty sure it uses in-game footage, they look pretty nice. But one of my biggest problems with this game is that the story so far has not grabbed me at all. I really don't care about anything going on. I don't care about any of the characters. Man, I'm losing my voice. I'm not gonna edit any of this out either. I may be, podcasting on July 4th, not taking the day off for this, at least for this 10, 15 minutes. But that doesn't mean I'm going to actually put any work into this episode and edit anything out. So, sucks to be you. Oh, boy. I forgot what I was talking about now because I went on that tangent. Cole's voice. Yeah, the story. I'm not enjoying the story. I don't care about any of these characters at all. I'm just, everything's forgettable to me. It's just like, I don't even really realize. I don't have any knowledge of what's really going on. I know I started the game fighting this giant, like, magma creature that looked, I think, like me almost. Not me, but Cole. Cole me. Not me, me. It doesn't look like Gordon Freeman, you sons of bitches. But I don't know. It's just like, I really don't like the black woman. Not because she's black. I'm horrible. I don't know. I guess part of the problem with her, for me is that I'm playing good. She's not, you know, associated with the good Cole, so of course I wouldn't be interested in following her character. But yeah, that's the story's just been uninteresting so far. But you know, there's a game in there too, so I should be able to be okay with the rest of it, even if the story's not that great, right? Right? I wish. I really wish. But the problem is, it was the same problem with the first game, but for whatever reason, it's sticking out more in Infamous 2, and that is that the fact that Cole is sticky as all hell. He just sticks to things all the time. I'm trying to jump to something else, or I want to move somewhere else, and he keeps grabbing onto something that I don't want him to grab onto, just because he's like, I'm kind of close to this. I'm going to stick onto it like a magnet. I know you want me to go somewhere else, but I'm too close to this, and look, it's so grabby, so I'm going to grab it. He's an ass grabber, but with everything. He just grabs everything. And that is just annoying as all hell. I'm trying to move around, and it gets really frustrating. And what sucks is that there are times where, you know, I'm going through an area and I'm climbing and I'm doing all this stuff and it wouldn't go problematic at all. It wouldn't become problematic. I wouldn't hit anything where it's like, oh, I didn't want to grab that. But then the second it breaks from that like solid continuous movement from wherever I was to where I'm trying to go, when it breaks from that, when it, you know, the fluidity of my traversal and the path I was on breaks, it just keeps breaking. It's just like, oh, great. You know, it's like throwing a rock into a calm lake and you just see the ripple effects. You know, it was fine for so damn long and then boom, ripple, 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 ripple. Oh, boy. I don't know. And the problem is that I keep playing even though I'm not really enjoying it. And it's my own fault. I mean, I do this a lot. I'm a bit of a masochistic gamer. I'll play crappy games for way longer than I should just because, I don't know, I can't bring myself. Or there's also a part of me that just, like, I want to see how much worse it gets or how much, or if it, you know, does get better. And with Infamous 2, I really want it to get better. I keep playing it because I'm hoping that it comes around that corner and just is, like, mind-blowing, just, like, gives me the same feeling I had with Infamous 1, because I really did enjoy Infamous 1, and I think I'm excited about Infamous Second Son, even though I'm not going to be getting a PS4 at launch, at least. Yeah, we'll of course get one eventually, because it's what I do, but I don't know. It's sad. And the like user-generated level aspect of the game so far from what I've played has been really, really just not at all what I was expecting. I thought there would be a bit more variety, but it's been pretty boring. And the missions in general, the story missions in the game have been relatively boring and not that interesting and also relatively simple. And the side missions are whatever, all the different, like, also ways of getting shards and the, like, not side missions, but what is it? Just like happenings around, like where there's a mugging and you can stop that or whatever. Those are just, I don't know. This is reminding me of like Infamous 1 was Spider-Man 2 and Infamous 2 is Spider-Man 3. It's not like I didn't hate Spider-Man 3, but it's just sort of after a point, it just got really monotonous. I can't talk. It just became really repetitive and, you know, tiring, and I don't know. I don't know. I feel like I'm on the verge. I'm really, really close to just quitting, but I don't want to. And another reason why I don't want to is because I feel like my PS3 needs some love. And if I give up on Infamous 2, I'm not going to be coming back to the PS3 for a while, probably. Though of all the things that I really want to play, you know, I have Infamous 2 in here, and I'm like, I want to finish this game so I can put in Jack and Daxter collection. I really want to play. I want to go back to those games because that was my favorite franchise of the three when those all came out, Jack and Sly and Ratchet and Clank, so I'm sure you all cared about that. But that is all so far. I may podcast again about Infamous 2 if I do keep playing and if things change or if things get worse or if something else happens that just is worth talking about. Have you played Infamous 2? If you have, or if you haven't and you have any comments about this, you know, leave a comment on the post. Tweet at me, at Kush3. Cats, K-U-S-H, 3, the number 3. Send an email, radio@pixelatedsausage.com. Send in a voicemail, 312-772-5874. And, yeah, tell me what you think about Infamous 2. Or what you think about how I think about Infamous 2. And also, everyone, have a great, great, great happy 4th of July. Especially all my British listeners. Because we wouldn't have this lovely holiday if it wasn't for you. I really don't care about this holiday at all. Does that make me a bad American? I really don't care, though. So, yeah. But that's the end for you. And now the people who care to listen to all the plugs, you should check out the Signed In Podcast at signedinpodcast.com. The Two-Headed Nerd Comic Cast at twoheadednerd.com. Undercover Unitards at undercoverunitards.com. And you should check out all those on iTunes and also Grand Am Unleashed Podcast. Check that out on iTunes and all the usual places. All the posts and all the links for that can be found in the post, not the post. The post can't be found in the post because the post is the post. You know what I don't like about today? Post office is closed. That's annoying. I kept checking my mailbox a few times before I remembered, oh yeah, closed. Sons of bitches.
Happy 4th of July, everybody. Ciao, buddy. I can't say the thousand things, you know. Rudy!
See the truth. Will we just leave?